American Psycho is a new movie based on the controversial novel by Bret Easton Ellis. It's directed by Mary Harron, who co-wrote the screenplay. Our film critic John Power says he threw the book down in disgust. Here's what he thinks of the movie.
Shortly before American Psycho premiered at Sundance last January, a producer walked up to filmmaker Mary Harron and gushed, "I just love your work." "Thank you very much," Harron politely replied, "but maybe you should wait until you see this movie. You may not like it. A lot of people don't." Then again, a lot of people do. For American Psycho is the kind of movie that divides people even more surely than the name Bill Clinton. Christian Bale stars as the film's narrator, Patrick Bateman, a Wall Street hotshot in the late 1980s who appears to have it all. Cerruti suits, platinum credit cards, enough designer toiletries for all the Backstreet Boys. But beneath this perfect surface, he says, "I'm simply not there." Like the other young masters of the universe, he derives his identity from scoring reservations at the hot new restaurant or having a more chic apartment than his colleagues. Yet such status symbols can't fill Bateman's sense of hollowness or check his sociopathic immorality. For him, mergers and acquisitions is no different than murders and executions. He uses the terms interchangeably. And so he kills people, especially women, with knives, axes, even chainsaws. Bret Easton Ellis' novel was intended to satirize Reagan-era greed, but he wrote it so ineptly that it was merely vile. Its idea has been redeemed by Harron, who specializes in brainy, aestheticized versions of tabloid material. Her first film was I Shot Andy Warhol. From American Psycho's witty credit sequence of red drops falling against a white background, it's not what you think, to its ravishing evocation of Manhattan's sinister sheen, Harron has turned the movie into a triumph of style. And a funny one. She sharpens Ellis's original jokes and delights in comic detail, be it Bateman playing Huey Lewis's hip to be square as he slaughters a rival, or his constant use of the boot-sized cordless phones that were an emblem of 80s success. Here, Bateman and his colleagues measure their masculinity by comparing their personalized business cards.
"New card. What do you think?"
"Whoa. Very nice. Look at that."
"Picked them up from the printers yesterday."
"Good coloring."
"That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille."
"It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing. Look at this."
"That is really nice."
"Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?"
"Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?"
"I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine."
"But wait. You ain't seen nothing yet."
American Psycho is filled with jocular violence, but it's not amoral like its hero. In fact, Harron gives Bateman's story a clear feminist underpinning. The movie builds to the scene when he tries to kill someone we care about, a beleaguered prostitute played by the brilliant young British actress Cara Seymour. Suddenly, our laughter dies away, and the story turns genuinely chilling. Harron has transformed Ellis's novel into a horror film for women, and not simply because Bateman kills them. He and his Brill Cream buddies invariably talk about their girlfriends as if they were cuts of beef or tradable stocks. The movie's a clever commentary on vain, vacuous masculinity, which may be one reason why men largely dislike it, and women tend to enjoy it. The other is surely the presence, often scantily clad, of Bale, whose lean, mean performance should forever free him from the wistful observer persona acquired in pictures like Little Women and Velvet Goldmine. Not only does Bale perfectly emulate a stock market stud, he consciously mimics 80s male icons Tom Cruise and Charlie Sheen, but he finally has a role that exudes sexual danger. Harron is the first director since Spielberg, who cast the 13-year-old Bale in Empire of the Sun, to grasp that the actor's real strength is his suggestion of hidden madness. There's darkness lurking in his eyes. Watching his sly, menacing turn as Bateman, I thought how much more talented Mr. Ripley would have been had he been played by Christian Bale. Although it boasts one fiendishly clever joke about Manhattan real estate, the movie loses steam in the last half hour, as satires often do. We get the point, and Bateman's not a rich enough character to produce any great epiphany or catharsis. By the end, I found myself wondering why Harron wanted to tackle Ellis's book in the first place. She's so much smarter and more talented than his one-note material. But I don't want to begrudge her very real achievement. only her second film, American Psycho isn't just a clear advance over I Shot Andy Warhol. It's the best possible adaptation of a novel famous for being despised. Heron has turned a sow's ear, well, not exactly into a silk purse, but let's say a Prada bag, the kind that a man like Patrick Bateman would kill for.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.